Good morning, everyone. Sorry I came in late. I'm very dependent on a ride. And this is my second service this morning. The first service that my friends went to was late, so they were late getting me here. So my apologies for coming in late. Actually, this is a surprise to be here. I had not planned to come back to the States this year, but I was in the Marshall Islands, and we were to be there for 7 weeks, and just before a few weeks before, I got news that they had canceled 4 weeks. So all of a sudden, I've got 4 free weeks in a year. And I called, got in touch with one country and said, do you need me? I'm open. And it didn't work out. Usually, she always wants me to come, but her husband was having eye surgery in the Philippines. This was the island of Palau that I was checking with. So I said, Lord, you've just given me 4 weeks. I will just go home. But by the time I got here and by the time I have to leave to go back, it's only 3 weeks. But God has brought me home. I'll give you a little more prayer request on that in just a moment. I just want to tell you about the Marshall Islands. How many of you have heard of the Marshall Islands? Oh, you're wonderful. How many of you have been to the Marshall Islands? How many of you know what the Marshall Islands are like? When I was on the plane, and this is called the Island Hopper. So I left Seoul, Korea. I was teaching in Seoul, Korea. Actually, it was a really big meeting because I was doing an education update for all of our instructors there and had over 70 instructors in Korea. And some of their missionaries came in for that week as well. So I left Korea, had to fly to Guam, and then Guam, the plane goes to Chuuk, to Pohnpei, to Kosrae, to Kwajalein, and then Marshall Islands. And I actually like island hopper planes because I look out the window and I take pictures, and it's amazing seeing God's creation from up in the sky and looking down in the sea. It's a big sea, and there's lots of little islands out there. So I'm looking out the window, and I see this long island. Water very close on both sides with a road straight down the middle. I thought, wow, that's very interesting. Now, I knew I was landing in Majuro, Long Island, Marshall Islands. That was the address. But it didn't click in my mind, oh, I'm going to land on that long island. It's 30 miles long, and where most of the places, you can see the sea on both sides. On the one side, they call it ocean. On the other side, they call it lagoon. But it's all ocean. And we had a big storm come up, and I thought, wow, I wonder if the water will come over, because we were staying in a church, and the church, the water was closer than from here to the back. That's how close we were to the water. And every day, I just loved watching the waves. There was a big reef, and the water would crash over that reef. And then I've never heard the ocean make two sounds. Then there was just a little rustle, 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 rustle as the water came in. So now we've got a big storm. The waves are high, and I thought, will it come over? Stopped right at the same spot. And I asked these people, I said, are you ever afraid? I mean, if a tsunami came, there's no place to go. And they said, God protects because of the reef. And the reef, when the water goes up, the reef comes up. And if the water goes down, the reef goes down. And the reef protects them. And that day with that storm, it was amazing to see how God's water works. It just stopped. We were doing a teacher training in Marshalls. We had people from Nauru, Tuvalu. We were supposed to have a lady from Kiribati, but she didn't get decided quick enough, and there's only one plane a week, so she missed her plane. And we had Marshallese people. We had 3 Filipinos and myself doing the teaching. So we were a real international group meeting there on the Marshall Islands. And it was wonderful. We had 3 weeks. We went out the middle week and taught children. And the church where we were staying, where they were providing us a classroom and a place for us to stay, they were having other special meetings on the island that week. So the pastor, people kept coming to him and talking about how much they appreciated these ladies that had come to train the people so they could go out and teach the children. And many children received the Lord. It was just marvelous. The other three are still there, the three Filipino ladies, because they already had their tickets. I did not have my tickets, so I was free to leave. But they will be doing a lot of visiting and just praying that there will be someone that will take the ministry there full time. So it was a beautiful place. It was very interesting. I'd never been any place quite like that before. And I've been in a lot of interesting places. Now, I just want to share two more thoughts. Here I came from a little small island, but the other day I was just thinking, you know, God took a shy country girl. I grew up on a farm. There was eight people in my graduating class. And God took this shy country girl and put her in some of the largest cities in the world. You think of Asia. There is Tokyo. There is Seoul. There is Beijing. There is Shanghai. There is Manila. There is Jakarta. There is Thailand. These are humongous cities. What God can do is amazing. He does it with the water. He controls those waves. The ocean is always moving, but he controls those waves. He controls all things, and he takes care of you and knows just where he wants you to be. Now, with all that said, I guess the Lord brought me home for another special reason, and I'm not going to tell this many people, but you are my church family. I've been having heart problems, and the doctor says, we cannot wait any longer. You must have something done. So I am kind of in a waiting period. I talked to him. I said, what kind of timing are we talking about? He said, 6 to 8 weeks. Well, I don't have 6 to 8 weeks. I already have my ticket out of the country. And I've written my travel agent and said, what can I do about tickets? If it's medical, is there any hope for refund? Because usually I have non-refundable tickets because they're very cheap. So please pray for me. Pray for my doctor because he's trying to find a cardiologist. The one I had retired. And so he's looking for one in Colorado Springs because my brother is there and a friend that I can stay with. I don't know what it means. I don't know. But last night in my devotions, God gave me this verse. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Now, I know that's not physical heart. I didn't even think of physical heart. He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I am waiting, and I am waiting on the Lord, and I will keep you informed as to what happens. And nothing may happen. They may just change medicine or something, but something has to be done because my health the last 2 months has not been very good. But God is good, and God has enabled me to do everything I need to do. He gives me enjoyment along the way with his beauty and creation, and he even gives me the privilege of coming home and being with my church family. So thank you very much. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Thank you for the few minutes to speak to you. God bless you, everyone.